In this episode, we're going to discuss 5 ways to make the most out of your video content right after this. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us again.
Today's going to be a fun episode.
It will be a fun episode because we're going to be talking about maximizing your video content today. Yeah, we always encourage people to make the most of the video footage that we give them. And I think there's some really easy ways that people could do that regardless of who you're working with. So today we're going to share 5 ways to get more use out of your video content.
Yeah, this is going to be exciting. What I really like about this, as you said, like we do try to get everyone to maximize it. But I think what ends up happening is people get this idea of how can I just use the video? So if you tuned in to watch 5 tips on how to just use videos, so like we're going to like give you some super secret editing tips. That's not today's episode, but we are going to teach you how to be more strategic about reusing content, which will go both ways, in my opinion. Like not only can you use these strategies to like, you know, get more out of the video, but you could also use some of these pieces of content that we're going to discuss to create videos as well.
Absolutely, you can. So let's kind of just dive in. So number one, turning your videos into micro content.
Yes. So that's something that whether you're working with us, working with another company, or producing videos on your own, when you start to look at that final video, really think about how can I cut this up and create other pieces of content for social media, or even reorganizing the content to tell a different story. You know, oftentimes when we go on site, we interview people for about a half an hour to produce a 2-minute to 3-minute video. So if you have access to that interview footage, there might be opportunities there to create multiple videos, so multiple 2 to 3 minute videos. But if you don't, say somebody gives you, you know, a 2 to 3 minute video, or maybe they have the footage, but they haven't given you micro content, you can ask that professional or you can cut that up and tell a different story. So maybe it's like taking the beginning of the video and the end, and like that's one piece of content. Taking the beginning and the middle, that's a piece of content. Taking, you know, the middle and the end, just taking sound bites. And also I feel like one thing to think about when you're creating micro content, you know, that can be 15 minutes, that can be 15 seconds rather, not 15 minutes. It can be 30 seconds. And when you do that, like it could be as simple as just pulling a sound bite.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about it. Like say you're creating an explainer video for your website, you know, and that's just a couple minutes, but that's true. I mean, we really capture so much the footage during the interview. And I mean, that footage is yours, you know, you own that. So why not use other pieces from that conversation? And again, even if you're just using that 2 to 3 minute video, I mean, say we interviewed, you know, 3 different people, why not have a small clip from each one? And you can put that on, say, your social media channels and even use that as an on-ramp way to get the lead people to watch the full version.
And here's a little like bonus. This is like 1.5, if you will, or like a little flex bit instead of a tidbit.
I like that. Is that a new thing we're going to use now?
Start using flex bits.
Flex bit, yeah.
But what you can do is if you are in the process right now, so whether it's you that's going to be recording or you're working with a video production company, now is a great time if you haven't recorded yet to say what other content when we're on site can we create into micro content. So for example, like we've gone out on site with customers before and we'll have some downtime. You know, maybe we're getting the next shot set up, or maybe we have a second while they're still in the interview chair. And we've asked them like, well, is there anything coming up that you just want to talk about? Or maybe you just want to mention it and we'll just give you that piece of footage and you can, you know, announce a new product or announce a new service. Or maybe you want to thank somebody for a collaboration. So you can be creating other pieces of content while this shoot is going on. So if it's early enough in the game right now where you're not on location shooting, that's something to think about. How can you plan that out to really maximize the shoot, maximize your content?
Absolutely. All right. So number 2, asking for B-roll clips. I like this one a lot because it can be really fun. You know, people like to see behind the scenes.
Yeah. I think with this, I know we did a whole episode where we talked about like why you shouldn't ask for B-roll clips. But there was like an asterisk in there saying that don't just ask for the footage. Because oftentimes if you're working with a video production professional, that footage is usually, you know, it's a log format or it's a larger format that you may not be able to work with.
Right.
So just asking like, hey, can we get the footage isn't something that you can easily do. However, what you can do is if you're still working with the video production company or you're editing your own stuff, start asking if they can, as they're creating your video, hey, these B-roll clips that you're using, can you just save those for me individually, right? So like, let's take the example of, I don't know, you're doing a hero's journey testimonial, and part of that testimonial is, to your point, going behind the scenes and showing how this product is made. So you own the product and you're like, we want to do hero's journey, but we want to show our product being made. So you spend a half day in the factory and you have, you know, your team like making the products, your team packaging the products, your team shipping the products out. Maybe you have like your customer getting the product as part of that hero's journey. You're, you know, you're at the house and they're opening it up and using it. Well, all those B-roll clips that tell the story, they're already laying on the timeline or they're already being used for the overall video. You can ask your video production company, can you just save each one of those clips individually for me and give me a B-roll stock library? Mm-hmm. So now what you can do is if you're going to post a blog, you can post a little video clip and you can use Canva to throw a title over that. Or you can, you know, if you're going to have like a new product release or you just want to even put together like a little teaser, like maybe it's the holidays and you just want to show some clips of your customer, of your team working and a customer getting a product and you open it up, it says happy holidays. So you can use that stuff for your own internal purposes.
Yeah. And even for your next video, I mean, maybe you don't have to shoot as much B-roll. Maybe you don't need as much time because you already have that. We've done that for clients like, hey, you know, let's come get some more footage of your product. We already have B-roll. So that's stuff that you can use again.
Well, one thing too, speaking of that, like even if they want to use it internally, because like think about, you know, maybe you want to get a client testimonial, but you don't have the budget, or you don't want to go through all the production value. Maybe you're like, hey, you know what? And this happens a lot. Like, client comes into town and you have like an hour with them and you're like, I can't get a team out here. I can't set up this, but you know what? I still want to get a testimonial. So you get a light, you get your cell phone, you set it up, you get that testimonial. It may not be as professional as possible, but then you cut in B-roll footage into that interview, and it just elevates it a little bit more. So now it kind of looks like your stuff.
Yeah. Lots of uses.
Yes.
And again, B-roll, maybe we should define, I mean, people should really know what it is by now, but for people who don't know what the heck we've been talking about for the last 3 minutes, what is B-roll?
B-roll is it's the footage that lays over your interview. So back when before non-linear editing, so before we used computers, you used to have the A-roll, which was like your main camera, and then you would use the B-roll or the B camera and you would lay that stuff over it, and that would often be footage. You know, so that's kind of like, if you imagine your video currently, like if you listen to an interview, the interviewee is usually talking throughout the whole video. That video is probably underneath the footage, and then that footage is just covering it up.
Yeah, so someone's talking and then it flashes to you know, maybe their team working in the background or something like that. So okay, awesome. So number three, create blogs.
This is all you.
This is great. You know, I mean, there's a few ways I think you can do this. You could, you know, definitely rip the transcription from the audio, and then you can use the quotes, you know, from you've interviewed your executives to create probably multiple pieces of content from. But that's like a really easy way to pull something together for something you've already produced.
Yeah. Well, and I think with that, when you talk about the transcriptions, one thing to mention is if you're working with a video production company, and I can't say this for everybody with complete certainty because I don't know other softwares, but like we use Adobe Premiere and Adobe Creative Cloud. So if they're using Adobe Premiere does, it will convert your video into text. So they will have those text files. So ask your video production company if they will send them along, because it will save you some money from getting it transcribed. But also, just know, it's not going to be perfect, so you're probably going to need somebody who will read through it or knows how to write, like Kathy, to like go through that and like actually clean it up.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to do, especially if you want to get, you know, the content from the pieces that you didn't use in your 2 to 3 minute video, or, you know, what you actually created. If you try to transfer that footage and then throw it in Rev or another platform, that's going to be really clunky. So it's good to know that people can ask their video company for that, and really, you know, maximize your executive's time and, you know, be able to put those thoughts into some other kind of media.
And for all you AI fanatics out there, not that we love AI, but depending on how you use it, as of the time of this recording, you can't put 30 minutes, as far as I know, into ChatGPT because it spits it back at me every time I do. So you may have to break that up. So if you are going to use ChatGPT to clean it up and then you're going to do the human thing and actually read through and write it and refine it, just know that your 30-minute transcription is not going to cut it. So you may have to do some reading.
Yeah. God forbid. Okay, number four, pulling social stills.
Yeah, so this is something that we offer to our clients, and I think we just do it as an automatic as of now. I've kind of been building it into all of our quotes, which, by the way, anybody that does work with us, this is a little bit of a shameless plug. Whenever we create video content for you, from this point on, we've decided just to be able to maximize your own video use. When we create your main video, we will also create 2 to 3 social media videos. We'll also create anywhere from 8 to 10 social stills, which I will explain what that is in a second. And we'll give you anywhere from 10 to 20 B-roll clips, just because we want you to be able to maximize what you're getting. There's no use for you to have 1 2 to 3 minute video. So why not have a bunch of content? That way you are using it across all mediums and not just getting one thing out of that big shoot. Because as we said before in this podcast, video production is expensive.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't realize that you can have a still or a photo picture pulled from your video content. But remind me, in order to do that, do you need to know up front and plan ahead?
It's good to know. I would say it's good to know if there's something in something in particular that you want us to pull up front. Like if we're getting B-roll or we're getting footage and you're like, you know, we're getting somebody that's like welding, for example, and you're like, hey, it'd be great if I could get a shot of that. We can pull that from the video. Now, my disclaimer on this, when we pull these clips, is that just understand that when you record video, you're shooting at 4K or high definition, and that resolution is less than like a, you know, if you had like a higher megapixel camera. So we have a Sony a7 IV. I believe that shoots about like 32 or 34 megapixels. I could be wrong. If I am, I'm sorry, but it shoots somewhere in there, whereas our video cameras, I believe, shoot about 12 megapixels or 7 megapixels. It's somewhere in there. So just know, like, we're only using a portion of that sensor. So I bring this up because if we give you a video still, they're great for why we call them social stills is because they're great for social media. You can post those, and you can post them for blogs, just like we were talking about for the B-roll clips. Mm-hmm. You can use them on social media posts. So if you wanted to take a bunch of the photos and create like a post for social media, like a collage, you can do that. The limit is beyond, like the limit is social media and web. Once you start getting into like larger images on your website, maybe you have to stretch it. Print for sure, it will not work for that. Best thing for if you're gonna need print stills, like you need stuff like, hey, we're gonna do brochures, we're gonna blow this up and turn it into a backdrop at a trade show. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna do that, what you want to do is let your video production team know up front. And if they offer commercial photography like we do, then we're going to send somebody out with a photography camera and we're going to capture those images for you. But this is a great solution, though, if you're getting this video, to just have content to post, because that's the hardest part, I think, about posting on social media is having the content.
Yeah, so I feel like you can never have too much.
No.
And number five, using quotes.
So I'm going to let you take that one because I feel like you're really good at like finding those quotes in the text and pulling them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to hear how you think too. But also, I mean, right away, I'm thinking, you know, you can you know, in the micro content, I mean, some of that can be some quotes that you pull. Mm-hmm. But I think you could also pull quotes and, you know, design them in Canva or something to post on social media. If you have a customer testimonial, maybe you want to pull some of those quotes and put them on like a brochure you're handing out or something like that. I think that, you know, it doesn't always, it just have to be spoken quotes, you know, you can translate it to text and use it among a lot of different things.
Yeah, I love when you mentioned the Canva thing. So I think like all the graphic designers out there cheered in terms of like using a quote for like a visual design of some kind. So usually I actually typography layout of some kind. I'm probably not using the correct term, so I'm sorry, graphic designers. And to my wife, if you're watching, I'm sorry. I don't know what the correct term is for that. But that is one great thing, I think. Like you can really build a whole graphic around that. One thing that I think you could use it for beyond the uses that you mentioned was, you know, quotes are inspiring. Like I will hear a quote and I will get ideas and I will be like, wow, like, you know, like, I should post this or I should post that. So let your quotes like lead to some of your posts. So like sometimes on LinkedIn, it's just great to post something that's inspiring to your network or something that's educational. So if you interview somebody that has used your product or service and they say something that you're like, wow, that was impactful. You know, like John Smith says, if it wasn't for this product, I wouldn't be able to do my job every day. Mm-hmm. And so you have something like, if it wasn't for, insert product name here, I wouldn't be able to do my job every day. And then it's in quotes, and then you end dash, right?
Mm-hmm.
John
mm-hmm.
Smith,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then underneath that, you can go and say something that's genuine. Like you could say something like, this was a quote that we had gotten at our video shoot last year. It's quotes like this that keep me going and drive our mission at company XYZ. You know, hearing these testimonials really make us stay true, and our team is so proud to be able to deliver this product. If you are in XYZ industry and you're looking for a way to deal with this, or you're looking for a way to push through and break through that barrier, I'd love to have a conversation with you. And you just took a quote and turned it into a post.
Yeah. And I mean, customer quotes are so valuable and mm-hmm. can be really hard to get sometimes. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you're using that in as many ways as you can.
Yeah. I just think these are things that people, I think when they get their videos, like I have a video, but they don't think like, what else can we do with mm-hmm. this sometimes? And sometimes when you are thinking that, you're really just thinking, like I said at the beginning of this, like, how can we create more videos? And I think it goes beyond video. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's more things we could even add to this list.
I think so. But hopefully that helps inspire some ideas for you and your next project. And we hope that this was helpful for you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to Watch Time. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
And remember to like and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes.
And if you want your question answered on our podcast, go to flexmediacle.com/watchtime.